What's our next guest think? Dino, Peter Peters is on the line. Zorb, good morning. Origin 2 tonight. Can't wait for it. How do you see it, Zorb?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Welcome back, Ray. And, gee, we've done well to get the Bulldog up this early over in over in Perth. He'll be rushing straight after the show to have breakfast with Freddie Fittler, I'm sure.
No, I'm having a nana nap then.
What's that?
I'll be having a nana nap. I'm going back to bed.
Okay. Look, I see this a bit differently. I haven't been happy with New South Wales for a while now, and I said that before the first game. I wasn't surprised they got beaten. I think they'll go better tonight. They'll need to. They've had a good preparation, but I'm a bit different. I can't believe that Damien Cook has now been dumped. We've seen Josh Addo-Carr not be able to be brought back. I think that is a terrible error by Freddie Fittler and his advisor, Greg Alexander. And I think the dumping of Damien Cook for Apisai Corasau highlights the real difference between New South Wales and Queensland. It's been the great unspoken in the lead-up to tonight's game, two of the series, with the Blues desperate for a win to keep the series alive. Now, Apisai Corasau got a two-game ban and a $50,000 fine for taking a woman into the Blues hotel during COVID last July. At the time, the New South Wales Rugby League chairman, Dave Trodden, said, and I quote, "He doesn't get to that point of being considered again until he re-earns the trust of everyone in the organisation, but particularly the coach. How long it takes will be determined in the future," Trodden said. Well, two losses in succession. That's how long it took. I like Appy, but he's been hit with a cotton bud over what I deem to be, particularly in Origin, a very serious misdemeanour. That's letting your team down. That's letting your coach down. That's going against everything that Origin means. And as I said, he's been hit with a cotton bud. The Sydney media, and you're up front, Bulldog, are reluctant to go hard on Fittler. He's in reality part of them now, as courtesy of his role at Channel 9. Painting as a flop, as a coach, is too hard a line for them to go. But he's 50% if beaten tonight, and the pressure is showing on Mr. Casual and his Pollyanna advisor, Greg Alexander. They've been very testy this week as they've faced the media. They've made seven changes, but still shunned a loyal and successful Blue in Josh Addo-Carr, who, I might add, is on target for a World Cup spot, according to the Australian coach, Mal Meninga. So Meninga thinking differently than the New South Wales coach.
Zorba, you've got it in for Freddie, and that's fine. You've got it in for Freddie, and that's fine. I've got no beef with you doing that. But we have won three of the last four series.
You're not going to get a story if you don't toe the line.
I've been offside with Freddie multiple times during his career. All I'm suggesting is that we have won three of the last four series. That's not a record to be scoffed at. I can't see why you are being so critical of Brandy and Freddie when we have been so successful under their tutelage.
I'll tell you why. Because they have not proved loyal to their players. That's exactly the reason why.
Even the Damien Cook situations.
You're offside with the public here. Most of them think that Freddie is an average coach. And nothing, I have seen nothing in his coaching career to convince me otherwise. Nothing at all. Now, if the rookie coach pulls his pants down again tonight, I want to watch and see how quickly the knives are being brought out by you and the rest of the media. Very few people in the media, and I'll give Paul Crawley the veteran Phil Rossfield, they have questioned Freddie's record, unlike the majority.
Even your suggested dumping, quote-unquote, of Damien Cook, he's on the bench. It's a 17-player game these days, Zorba, but we have to have a strong bench. I don't think that's an insult to Damien Cook that he is now in a rotation with Appy Corasau.
That's a puerile reply from somebody with pads on that doesn't believe what he's saying.
What about, though, the idea of having the Penrith spine, so to speak, Zorb? You've got Appy there now, you've got Yo, and you've got the scrum base with Cleary and Luai.
I think that's a plus.
So that's a good thing, isn't it?
The reason why it's been brought back is that they're desperate for a win. I mean, he should be still on the sidelines, Appy. As I said, I like him as a bloke. I don't like some of his actions during his career, and this is one. I think that he's let his side down, his state down, and he hasn't copped the right punishment for it. And I think Damien Cook has been on the end of this when he didn't deserve it, the same as Josh Adokar didn't. They brought Jake Trbojevic back, and Jake's form's been ordinary for Manly this year by his own standards. He's been brought back because they're desperate. New South Wales don't win tonight. Now, Gillard, Sims, Staggs, Madison dropped. Whiten's out through COVID. And in have come Corrissau, Jake Trbojevic, Matt Burton, Angus Crichton, and Talakai on the bench. It's probably a better New South Wales side. I think Liam Martin against Kafusi up front. The battle of the hard men is going to be interesting. Joy Arrow comes in for Reuben Cotter. They lose something there. Xavier Coates is out, and Murray Tuolangi comes in, and he's an exciting young player as well. So, look, it should be a great game. I just think that I think the Queensland have done everything right in the lead-up to this. I tipped them in the first game. I think it will be a toss of the coin tonight, but I'm going to go with Queensland to wrap the series up tonight by virtue of, I think their spine is in outstanding form, and I like the idea of Hunt and Grant. They just complement one another. I don't know whether Corrissau and Cook will, as New South Wales try to copy that number nine ploy that Queensland used so effectively in game one. Queensland going over by private jet late in the week. That's something that I don't agree with. It may backfire on them. Look, interesting game, whichever way you look at it, but the $2.15 is too juicy for me to overlook. I don't see how New South Wales can be a short $1.72 favourite in this game against Queensland.
Zorb, Origin in Perth. Do you like the game coming here?
Not really, Bulldog, no. I tend to agree with what you said at the start. The fans understand it enough. Sure, they're going to be a lot there. It's a money thing. I think it's a bit of an insult to the fans of rugby league, but maybe it's a pointer that we're headed for another team in the West.
I don't mind that format, Zorba, and we always disagree. I have to live with that. I don't mind one in Sydney, one in Brisbane, Heartland Rugby League. Take the third one away,
one
promote
neutral place,
yeah. Rugby League in these other areas and pick up some serious coin along the way.
Well, I think we owe the game and we owe New Zealanders a lot, particularly the New Zealand Warriors in Auckland. They've been starved of rugby league. I think it would have been a fan. We didn't know at the time that it was planned that the borders would be open again, but I think in the near future we have to take a game. We have to do everything we can to rebuild the game in Auckland. I mean, that Warriors side, those people of Auckland, capital, the biggest city in New Zealand, they should be paid to go and watch the mob they've got representing them now. They're absolutely terrible, and I fear for the game there for a little while until they get back on their feet. But, gee, they need some help.
Yeah, no, fair enough. What about Friday night, Zorb? I reckon you'd pay to go and see Women's Origin match next time. That was a great contest. New South Wales 20, Queensland 14.
Oh, absolutely riveted to the television for the entire game. I must admit, I watched it with my wife, and I've never heard her screaming out in a game as much. She just loved it. And I think the NRL are on a massive winner with the growth of the women's game. New South Wales 20, Queensland 14, three tries each. New South Wales showed that, the beauty of having an on-target goal kicker, Rachel Pearson, the young girl from Hay. Congratulations to her. 4 out of 5. She was the difference in the end. Player of the match, Isabel Kelly. Well-deserved. What a powerhouse she is, the New South Wales centre. But there were stars all over the field on both sides. But the star for me was the crowd in Canberra. Cold Canberra on a Friday night, over 11,000 there. Biggest crowd ever to see a New South Wales Queensland Origin game. The skill, the power, the speed, the game is exploding all over the place. But stars galore, the fullbacks, Tom Agardo and Upton, absolutely sensational. And, you know, the New South Wales centres of Sergis and Isabel Kelly up against Politi and her co-centre in the Queensland side, Julia Robinson, the brilliant winger that took that high kick late in the game, needed to be offside. Ali Brigginshaw, the Wally Lewis of Queensland women's team. She's a brilliant tactician and star player, even though she's 32. This Australian side that's going to go away for the World Cup is going to be something special. I saw New Zealand last night really take care of Tonga in the women's game over in New Zealand, and it's going to be a real battle between Australia and New Zealand come the World Cup. Just congratulations to everybody concerned. It was a marvellous contest, and I can't wait to see the women get on equal footing, equal pay for Origin, and three-game series. They deserve it. They've earned it.
Absolutely.
What did you make of yesterday? There's all plenty of emotion, plenty of passion. I guess the one sight that would have affected you was Josh Schuster, your boy, playing for Samoa out there at Campbelltown, in tears listening to his anthem. It was soul-stirring stuff.
Yeah, he's a talented kid, isn't he? And been given a free rein by his coach, he certainly looked good. And that was a big win by Samoa. But the Cook Islands, I thought, they're struggling to make up these Pacifica teams. Samoa 42-12. I was very impressed with the New Zealand Kiwis, and congratulations to the much maligned Madge McGuire, the coach of the West Tigers. I thought he had the Kiwis just brilliant yesterday in that victory. Joseph Manu, 302 metres he ran in that game at fullback, in the position he prefers, but of course he's got James Tedesco ahead of him at the Roosters, so he's not going to play fullback anytime soon in clubland. But in international football for New Zealand, that's the spot he's going to play. And gee, that spine looked pretty good, didn't it? Joseph Manu, Dylan Brown, Jerome Hughes, and of course Brandon Smith.
It's a good team.
That was just sensational yesterday for the Kiwis, and they toyed with Tonga, who were expected to give them a run for their money. But 26-6, 20-0 at half time, a much tighter second half. But I thought the Kiwis, and congratulations to Madge McGuire, they were very, very impressive. And so too were the PNG Kumuls, 24-14 winners over Fiji. I thought that, you know, the likes of Alex Johnson, Justin Olam was sensational. And he is a real superstar now up in Papua New Guinea, and rightly so. They love their rugby league. It's their number one sport. And I thought Lachlan Lamb put his name up in lights for any club looking for a quality halfback.
Didn't he have a game, Zorro?
I thought he was just great. In the position that his dad made famous up in Papua New Guinea. Adrian Lamb, and I think he'll come onto the market and be snapped up pretty quickly, Lachlan Lamb, by a club that is in the top half, I reckon, and he can be a player to take that club forward. I was very very pleased with his form. I thought he was great. I thought Fiji were disappointing. I thought I expected more from Kikau and Kemakamika and Nguama, Sivo, Waka Blake. I thought they'd go better, but they were completely outplayed.
Yeah, they were, yeah. That was a great contest. Papua New Guinea 24, Fiji 14. Hey, Sorb, you've already given us your tip, but just quickly, just to remind us there, just the for the Zapper, tonight's game, I mentioned the Dino earlier. I can never work this out, why they're so far apart head-to-head. New South Wales are $1.65. Queensland are $2.30. They're too far apart. The line's 3.5. You're in Queensland's corner, Zorb.
Yeah, I am. I'll take the 3.5 and go with Queensland. Our Zappa's been really on fire in the last couple of weeks, and I hope I can continue that tonight, although I'd love to see the series won all as well, because I think Origin needs it. And if we can go to Queensland 1-1, that will be great for the series. But I fear the worst tonight. I have too much respect for that calmly spoken Queenslander. Great player that he was. Is he on the verge of a great coaching career? Time will tell. But if he makes it 2-0 tonight, it's a heck of a start.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Hey, Zorb, Brian as always, and we'll talk next week after game 2.
I still love you, Bulldog.
See you, Grumpy.